KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Orson Welles famously said that a movie studio is the best toy a boy ever had. Far from being a boy, Ben Affleck is a distinctive actor and his own man. In recent years, he directed Gone Baby Gone and The Town, a couple of medium-sized movies that established him as an accomplished filmmaker. Now, as director and star of Argo, he's used a studio's full-scale resources to tell a dramatic story, and the results are sensational. This political thriller has it all. A suspense plot centered on Americans in mortal peril during the Iranian hostage crisis that erupted in late 1979, a stranger-than-fiction subplot that was concocted by the CIA to bring about the Americans' escape, and a movie within the movie that's all the funnier for being fake. The crisis began when Islamist revolutionaries stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and took more than 50 Americans hostage. In the midst of the chaos, six of them escaped into the streets, then took refuge in the home of the Canadian ambassador, Ken Taylor. To rescue the six before their whereabouts are discovered, a CIA operative devises a cloak-and-camera plan. His name is Tony Mendez. He's a real-life figure played by Ben Affleck. And his plan is to sneak into Iran, give the Americans new identities as Canadian filmmakers scouting locations for a sci-fi film called Argo, then whisk them out on a regular commercial flight from Tehran. It's often said of incredible but true stories that you can't make such stuff up. Well, you can. You're free to do whatever you want in the wonderful world of motion pictures, but you wouldn't want to make this story up if it weren't rooted in reality, because Tony's plan is utterly preposterous. What makes the whole thing delicious in the bargain is that the CIA really did enlist Hollywood's help in creating a sham production company to give the agency's fake movie the ring of truth. John Goodman brings his droll wit to the role of John Chambers, the Hollywood makeup artist who was, in fact, Tony Mendez's friend and co-conspirator. Alan Arkin is the fictional producer Lester Siegel, an acidulous has-been who drives a gold Rolls Royce. Lester gets some of the best lines. The FCC inhibits me from quoting the topper, which becomes a running gag. And Arkin turns a smallish part into a thriller's antic soul. Argo exults in what a movie can do when its story has a compelling core. There's no shying away from the joys of expert manipulation, no reluctance to heighten the fact-based drama with fictional inventions. What's startling is that the invented elements have been done so well. Without giving any plot points away, I can tell you that a climactic scene turns on a marvelous surprise, and I can promise you spasms of suspense that will grow almost unbearable in ways that are deeply pleasurable. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.